Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
Now, we have in the studio, back from their green room antics, the mighty Puffins, John Bailey. Not John and Bailey, John Bailey. Bailey is normally here, actually. John, Bailey is the dog. Graham and David, they make up the Puffins. Hello, yeah, my yeah. friends. How are you doing?
Plus Michael, who's our drummer.
But Michael in spirit.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's here in spirit.
On that subject, right in there, where is he?
Probably Kidderminster or
Kidderminster.
Somewhere rural very boring place.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have only, beaten him over the head and told him to whack a hock on. He would have been banned anyway in this beautiful surroundings. What do you make of this, the setup here? Anyway, did you love it?
I mean, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's so luxurious.
Yes,
yes,
it is that.
Yeah, it is.
Graham, what's your verdict?
Yeah, very comfortable.
Very comfortable.
Very welcoming.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing the chairs. It is all of those things.
And full of sexy staff.
Well, and listen, I can see Brett blushing as we speak. They keep themselves to themselves, but without them, there would be no show. You know how it works. So it's very lovely to have you guys. We have been playing tracks over the last couple of weeks from the Puffins. Warren's Hotel springs to mind.
Yep.
Beautiful tale, Warren's Hotel. I'm just going to bring that in a little closer for you.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on with the Puffins, because are you kind of a brand new band, or has there been a long hiatus and then you're back?
Basically, we've the musicians I've got together.
Yeah.
So I've been away in Dorset, came back about a year and a half ago. And these guys I've known since the late 90s.
Good early, grief.
So a long, long time.
When were they let out? I mean, has that thing been out recently?
They've been in Parkhurst since.
Yes, yeah, I'm thinking that. Yeah, so you had to wait for them.
Yeah, Strange Way is one of them, but we don't talk about that one.
It's just the way he walks.
Yeah,
I know, it's fine.
So fortunately, I came back and I wanted to do just original material. They've come and helped me, supported me. And we now sound pretty fabulous.
You do sound fab, you really do.
Yeah,
and what's your musical background, John? What other bands have you been in, and what other stuff have you done?
One of the main bands was a band called This Happy Breed, which is a Worthing band with our drummer, Mike, who's not here today, and a chap called Billy Mills. So that was kind of... I actually got signed by Stiff at one point on a Friday, and they went bust on the Tuesday after, but that's another story. Played with David with a punk band called The Valves.
And how long ago was that?
20 years ago.
Yeah.
And
2005, because I've still got the recordings.
And Graham I played with on and off, and he's done recording for me for another 20 years. Used to have the Graham Nunn Band.
I was briefly in The Valves when you were looking for a new guitarist.
That's it, yeah. So Graham's kind of a stalwart as well of... we've all been around this area. And I also played in Los Palmas 7, which was a Madness tribute band.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So played all around the country with them, and yeah.
How much fun was that?
To be honest...
Don't answer.
I like playing original music. It was quite weird. And we played a lot of German army bases. And yeah, it was great at the time. We'd go around in a bus and, that kind of thing.
We had this conversation a couple of weeks back. I don't think I've ever seen a tribute band.
I know.
I genuinely don't think I ever have. I mean, people do covers and all that. But I don't think I've ever been to a tribute band. It's a sort of it's obviously, I was going to say, it's a growing thing. It's an explosion of the live set now, isn't it? I mean, you see certain venues that only seem to have tribute bands on the bill.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, original artists struggle to get gigs. I mean, it's insane.
I'll be honest, I've not seen many tribute bands. A good Led Zeppelin tribute band a few years ago called A Lot of Lead.
Yes.
But apart from that, but I have considered doing it. And I was putting something together at one point, but it all fell apart.
Graham's a music teacher, so he makes his money out of playing music, basically. So I think
there's a lot more money in that than playing originals, unfortunately.
Graham, you're absolutely right. And that's obviously what's filling the halls. But it just seems mad, especially having been...
there the first time with all these bands.
Yeah.
You go,
yeah.
Well, why would I want to do that? Yeah. I mean, I don't get it. Yeah, you know, it's a sort of...
I think we are especially spoilt in Brighton because we have got such a vibrant original music, you know, scene. And on any given night, you can go out into Brighton and see fantastic bands.
Where do you like to go?
Hope and Ruin, Hope Prince and Albert, yeah. Folklore Rooms, yeah, wherever, Alphabet,
yeah.
Bee's Mouth, you know, wherever, really.
Folklore Rooms is very sweet, isn't it? It's very cute up there.
Oh, yeah.
I like the fairy lights, you know.
we played in there before. I had a friend called Gary Penalva.
I knew Gary very well.
We did a tribute for
lovely
him.
Lovely guy.
With the Equatorial Group.
Yes.
They're fantastic.
Yep.
And we kind of...
Beautiful man.
Today. Yeah. It was great. Really
was
great night.
Very beautiful man, wasn't he?
He was.
Lovely soul.
Yeah, he was.
Much missed.
Yeah.
So the Folklore... I mean, they've only been... I think it's only been there 5 years, Rooms, hasn't it? Was it Jack O'Hara Hooper?
Yeah, it was. I forget what it was before that.
But it's such. I was there on Friday night, and hopefully going to be there Thursday night to see Kieran Phelan, who's doing an album launch of his album. So please, folks, go to the Folklore Rooms, and it is above the Quadrant Pub, I do believe. I never quite get to see the name of that place, but it's a very cool little venue anyway. So do you want to play something live? Because you're all ready for it, and then we can have a little chat about it, and then you can tell me just gigs and just stuff, just the puffin stuff, folks. I've got the puffins here for you, playing extremely live. Do take it away.
One, two, three, four.
Wake up in the morning, next to you. I can see your cigarette smoke turn from grey to blue. Am I drunk for the first time? It's time to trade bottles into wine. Got a dark and restless feeling, means no one no good. I've been hanging round your neighborhood. Am I drunk for the first time? It's times between bottles to floor apartment on the wrong side of town. Looking through the window at the sun coming down. Am I drunk for the first time? It's times between bottles to wine. Am I for the first time? It's time between bottles of wine.
Thank you.
I will thank you, actually. Oh, thank you for letting me know when the hell it was going to finish. What's he on about? Hey, what's he doing that for? Honestly. Listen, what was that track called?
That was called Times Between Bottles of Wine.
Times Between Bottles of Wine. And what is that, about 30 or 90 seconds? I mean, what is the normally, roughly, in the sort of...
About 2.5 minutes.
Two and a half minutes.
I don't know, 3 minutes maybe.
Well, I guess it takes time to find one and then to open the damn thing. Yes. Yeah. No, I get
that. Oh, I see, the Times Between Bottles of Wine.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes, that's all I was going at. Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. Do move on. I didn't write that, by the way. I've got a team of
producers. One needs to let it breathe.
What, the joke wine. Or the wine?
For at least 30 seconds, yeah.
At least 30 seconds. Yeah, I think one needs to let the drinker breathe between, I think. Just have a couple of breaths and then we're off. Now, rumour has it, our David here, who's thumping away on that bass, he's a little bit Stenning-based. Is this a thing? Have you guys... Because are you in charge of the Stenning Live Lounge?
Yeah, we run Stenning Live Lounge monthly, starting September onwards.
Okay.
And so we should have one coming up on the 4th of September, and then monthly on a Friday.
So tell me, so the Stenning Live Lounge is a concept, not a place, and then you hijack a different venue each time.
Exactly. We've been going for about 20 years.
That's ridiculous. I love that. That's so good. And did you set it up yourself?
With some friends, maybe 21 years ago.
Okay.
We had about 3,500 people.
What?
In the rifle range in Stenning, with something like 25 acts over 12 hours.
They weren't all armed. I mean, that's a lot. Do you know what I mean? That's not right. That's dangerous. That is good.
good.
And then various pubs in the Stenning's.
Exactly.
Any
pub that plays music will be there at
that's
some point.
That's so good.
In time.
That is great. And so, what's the next one you got coming up?
The next one is probably Cricket Club.
Yeah.
And the date is still to be confirmed, but I would imagine it'll be something like 3rd of October.
Okay. And what about the Puffins doing one?
The Puffins have played there.
We have played there occasionally.
Yeah. But Dave's support, I mean, a lot of the bands, a lot of the local bands have gone through there, haven't they? And some major people like Maisie Peters and...
Oh, yeah.
They've come through. We are always very enthusiastic and really happy with the acts that make it. And
yeah.
Or the engineers, indeed.
So Zoe Weber is Brighton based.
Yeah.
And she is currently on tour with multiple bands in Europe. And she plays trumpet, she plays bass guitar, she plays guitar, she dances, she sings.
Wow.
She's an RNLI volunteer.
Is she
when
now?
She's not doing
RNLI
diving.
Volunteer? That's really cool. Well, where though? I mean, obviously
Worthing,
not in Stenning. In Worthing. That
does she
sense.
Wear her pants over her trousers?
I don't think that's obligatory.
Sounds like Superman.
Wonder Woman. You're
Wonder
thinking,
Woman,
where are you going with that? You can't be asking questions
that?
Like that.
No.
Ridiculous. You know your mic's up, don't you? It's ridiculous. I can only apologise. It's crazy. Let me message in from Rudy listening, saying, loving the Puffins. And he says, and you're quite good too, Pete. Well, no, bless your heart. I mean, we bounce off the energy.
That's my stepson, by the way.
Rudy. I had no idea. So the next gig we can come and see the Puffins is when?
24th of October at the Lewis Road Inn. Run by the lovely Jack, who puts on lots of gigs everywhere.
Yeah. Jack, as in...
Present, I think is his name, yeah. So he's Mike Records, I think it is. If I got any of that pronunciation correct.
But
he's...
be first on this show.
There we go. But he puts on lots of gigs and... So we're playing there with another three bands, I believe.
But we need to get you more gigs, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're just desperate for gigs. We're up and ready. We're really pleased with the reception for the new single. We've got over 1,500 listeners for that, which I know is not...
No, that's,
you know,
that's
which
great.
Is
Are you kidding?
For Spotify.
No, seriously, but,
and we're playing really well, but we're finding it a bit difficult to get gigs. But,
no, I mean, that's just, you know, like we said, you know, where's the room between the tribute acts and the
absolutely.
Big names?
Yeah.
You know, it is a tough world. Well, you know, we are, anyone out there looking for a support act or a headline or wanting to put on a gig, the Puffins are here. You can get their details. Where's the best place to find you?
It would be on the
Instagram.
Usual Instagram,
yep.
Facebook, or we have got a website, www.puffinsband.com.
Puffinsband.com.
Yep.
Folks, what would you like to play for us? You've got already looking
Friends
very
of the Stars.
Ready.
Friends of the Stars, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't argue with that. Please, take it away.
A friend to the stars. I was a friend to the stars. Oh, I knew them personally. Personally. I used to work in their bars. I used to drive all their cars. Oh, I knew them personally. Personally. I saw the cracked and faded dream. Saw the has-been. Oh, it's a loser's game. It's a loser's game. I was a friend to the stars. I was a friend to the stars. Frank and Ron,
I knew them by their first names.
Rudy, Evie, Kim and Hetty,
I knew them by their first names.
John, Paul, Ringo and George,
I knew them by their first names.
David, Graham, John and Mike,
I knew them by their first names.
I was a friend to the stars.
I knew them by their first names.
I was a friend to the stars.
I knew them by their first names.
Ooh, I knew them personally. Personally.
You again, thank you, for goodness sake. You guys have got the Puffins in the house. They're playing for you, my friends. We got John, Graham and David here. Just rocking on out. What was that track called?
That's called Friend of the Stars.
Friend of the Stars.
That's
I love
a song
that.
That's been around for about 30 years.
30 years, man and boy. That's
man
ridiculous.
And boy.
So where are all these songs stacked away? Are they in your head somewhere?
Yes, they are, yeah. I've got about 20 songs which I've written over the years.
Yeah. In various guises. I mean, how long has the Puffins been?
So the Puffins, we were... Basically, when we went down to Dorset, we had the Dorset Puffins, three really nice guys as well.
Yeah, splitters.
And we kind of did some gigs around the Dorset area. But crucially, we met up every Thursday, kind of for mental health, chatting.
Yeah.
you know, getting on. So basically, I had the blueprint before I moved back here, which was really handy. So, like I said, I kind of jumped on these guys, and they all said they wanted to come and play, which is really good.
What dragged you back from Dorset? Because Dorset's so beautiful.
We were in a little village, in the middle of nowhere, with two farms either side, and 5 miles from the nearest town, and it's just a cultural, desert, basically.
How long did you do that for?
6 years. Six long years, and we've come back, and it's just been an epiphany. It's been absolutely wonderful.
That's great to hear, because it's a big old move both ways.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, really... And did you lose your existing house, presumably, so you had to find...
We came back. We went down to help my partner's uncle. And we stayed there for 6 years, and then I say, he passed on. And we kind of had enough, and we've moved back to Patcham. And catch the 5 or the 5A into town.
Get you. Look at you.
Three or four times a week.
We're talking bus numbers now.
Eating the beautiful restaurants.
Oh, during pantomimes.
Eating the beautiful restaurants.
Drinking the beautiful bars.
Yeah.
Swimming the beautiful sea. And
all of those
generally
things.
Enjoy Brighton.
Swimming the beautiful bars, drinking the beautiful sea.
That's
you can
it.
Do it all.
All of that
you
stuff.
You can do it all, my friend.
Yes.
And that lovely track we played, whether it was last week or the week before, Warren's Hotel.
Yep.
What was the story behind that? Because it was a lovely story.
Basically, that's Michael, our drummer. He wrote it. He, in the 90s, it was a shell. It's a hotel on Worthing Seafront, if anybody knew it, knows it. I think it's Warren's apartment now. And in the 30s, Haile Selassie, Rastafari, went to stay there for 6 weeks because he was exiled in the UK. And he basically found London too busy, and he went to stay in Bath, actually, and also Worthing, and he stayed in the Warren's Hotel for 6 weeks. And in the 90s, apparently Mike was walking past early one morning, as you do, and he felt the hand...
They were knocking it down.
They were knocking it down, so it was empty, and he felt the hand of Rastafari on his shoulder. And hence wrote the song around that.
Great song.
Yeah.
Warren's Hotel.
Kind of... He would probably tell it far more eloquently than I would. But
that was pretty elegant.
A
brief summary of it,
I think we got the long and the short of it. I think a pretty dang good thing. How can people get hold of that copy? Because it's a great
show. So that's on Spotify.
Yeah.
Basically on all platforms.
The Puffins. Spotify.
And Warren's Hotel.
And then you had City Dogs. Was that your latest single?
City Dogs is coming out in September. We're just getting some visuals ready for that. And we're going to release that in September.
Fantastic.
We're going to play that in a minute. So,
great.
That sounds pretty good as well. We recorded them all at Long Way Home Studios with, what's his name?
Phil Jones.
We recorded in different
Jones.
Thank you.
I know exactly who you mean. I've been in those studios. It's on the old barge.
That was a beautiful. We had a lovely
location.
On Shoreham. Sure, I'm looking out of the river, and
and he's a beautifully talented guy as well.
Nice, old Phil. Wonderful guy.
And have you known him a while?
Once again, I kind of skirted round.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I've been in the area for a long time, I know quite a few people. But skirted around Phil. But it's really nice to go
and see Hatford
studio.
And Rain.
I was just about to say Hatford and Rain. They were so
fantastic
good.
Group.
Really
great
band. Yeah, I've got. I still dig out their albums. Actually, just sometimes I go, a little bit of Hatford and Rain. Super talented bunny. So we are looking. So if you were to come back in about 6 months' time, are you interested in doing albums, or is it just nice to sort of drip feed singles? Is that the way it goes?
At the moment, I think,
it's
the easiest way to do, concentrate on two of those, because I have to mix them. I'm getting shouted at from all directions. I need more bass, I need more vocal.
So you're the mixing guy.
There is a John Bailey album which I recorded when I was in Dorset, and that's got some of the tracks on it that we're playing now with the Puffins. But we're doing the singles, and then hopefully... Like I say, you know, just need it to pick up more gigs.
We've got about six we could probably think about.
Yeah, we're concentrating on gigs. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to go out and play.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, we're sounding good. And when we do go out to play, I mean, the last time at the Bee's Mouth, we had a You know,
fantastic response.
Really good response.
Yeah.
You know, I am from young people as well, not just...
It's not about the oldies just, and youngies. The crowd are good.
It's about everybody, man.
The crowd are good. And I think that's what's been happening a lot. I feel that is what's happening, is that age barrier is breaking away a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because the music speaks.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can go to... Well, I mean, even from any gigs now, you know, you see the old folk, you see the young ones.
Yeah.
And it's not just like a famous guy playing. You know, I mean, the gig on Friday in the Folklore Rooms, I mean, that probably... I would say there was 18 to 75-year-olds in that
space.
Well,
that's the way it should be.
And it is the way it should be. It's absolutely brilliant. What are you going to... You're going to play City Dogs for
us?
We
are going to play City Dogs, the acoustic
not
version.
Not quite as rocky, but this is the wooden version.
You do the wooden version of City Dogs. We've got The Puffins, live and proud.
City dogs and city rats, they all hate the city cats. Country dogs just lay in the sun, they never get nothing done. They just howl at the moon. City dogs, they love cash, and they love their pie and mash. City dogs go up west, dressed in all their Sunday best. City dogs and city cats, they all hate the city rats. City dogs love to play underneath the motorway. Country dogs just lay in the sun, they never get nothing done. They just howl at the sun. They never get nothing done. They just howl at the moon. Country dogs just lay in the sun. They never get nothing done. They just howl at the moon.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Come on. Shut the door on your way out. Come on. That was so good. Thank you so much. That was the Puffins, ironically, singing about city dogs, who would probably chase you in real life. if you think about it. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, John, and Graham and David. Three quarters the Puffin, quite frankly. Missing the old person thwack and stuff in the background, but you know, sometimes you've got to make do without. Please watch this space. Will you tell me any gigs that are coming up?
I will do.
Any new material that you want to release? We will get a track for. We'll get a copy of that. City Dogs, absolutely brilliant.
If fantastic.
You sent it already, and in the meantime,
thanks for having us on, Pete.
Well, thank no,
much it's appreciated.
It's an absolute
and
pleasure.
And everything that you do for local music.
Oh, bless
your
heart.
Thank you.
It is an absolute pleasure. 24th of October. How do we see you?
Yep.
Where do we go?
Lewis Road Inn.
There you go. Lewis Road Inn. We will be there.
Be there.
The hall. Thank you, my friends. You're
Thank
the
you.
Best.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.